Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Everyone, and welcome to Real Talk with Anita Spencer on the Industry Entertainment Network. I am your host, Anita Spencer. Thank you for joining me this week. I've got an amazing show lined up for you. And as usual, I always look forward to exploring real issues and having real talks with people just like you. What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing? How's everybody doing from coast to coast, north, west, east, south? I appreciate all the love. I thank you so much. Coming up on the show this week, I'm going to talk about women in jail and in prisons. This is such an amazing show for me because it's near and dear to me. And the question is why? Why in today's society more and more women are going to jail and prison in record numbers? Is the new narrative for feeding the prison industrial system our women? I think that the penal system has touched everybody's family, but the African-American community has reached an all-time high when it comes to mass incarceration. And some families have had their entire lives divided because both parents are locked up. This is a serious subject for me, and I want to get into it a little bit. But before I do, I want to discuss a organization that is doing something really good and amazing in the community, and it's called the Christina Phelps Foundation. They provide specialized training to experienced yoga instructors, enabling them to guide cancer patients, survivors, and others with range of motion and pain limitations. A particular focus of the foundation has been on breast cancer, but the foundation certified instructors will work with who all range of motion and pain and limitation, regardless of their source. The foundation's training is conducted by physicians and other healthcare and yoga professionals. The Christina Phelps Foundation assists in establishing yoga therapy at hospitals, medical centers, and other healthcare facilities. Classes are also available to the general community at select locations. For more information, go to Christina Phelps, P-H-I-P-P-S, foundations.com, and let them know that the Industry Entertainment Network sent you. Real talk on the table. It's so much going on in the news. It's so much happening with, you know, things like our local Congresswoman Corrine Brown was found guilty here in Florida. She had 22 counts against her, and it's just been a fiasco. But what I say to the people here in Florida, and I say this to everybody who's listening, sometimes absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I'm going to say that because I feel like we get caught up in looking at certain things about people and not understanding that the one thing I keep hearing everyone say is, well, so many other people have done it and gotten away with it, but it didn't make what they did right either. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. We have to understand we got to hold people accountable in our lives. And if we're going to have someone representing us, you need to represent people to the fullest. I wasn't there. None of us was there. She got her crew of people that was there. They know what happened. She know what happened. But when she got judged from a jury of her peers, they found her guilty. And because of that, and that's what this system is, it's their system. They put it in place. Guess what? It didn't work out for her. So now they're going to be sentencing her in about 3 months of what I've heard. So she's out on bail. I think she's working on some appeals and a few things that she can do legally. But this lady is older. She's in her 70s. And if I'm not mistaken, and I think that at this point, it's really important for people to understand that she's got a journey ahead of her. And that's something that... we have to let her do that. That's her thing. So that's why I didn't want to get into too deep of politics and all that, because I told you what I want people to work on is let's talk about how we can make money, how we can build a susu, how we can do things that's going to push us forward. And so that is what I'm where I am. That's what I want us to do. I think that we definitely need to begin to do susus, get family members. And for all of you who don't know what a susu is, it is a community savings group where you are saving with people. If you're interested, hit me up, Real Talk with Anita Spencer at Gmail, or on the Facebook, Real Talk with Anita Spencer. When we come back, women in prison, it's a growing number. Again, my question is why? I want to know, it's a lot that has been happening. We need to figure out what's going on with them putting so many people away and almost literally depopulating certain communities when you see that they're complete, sometimes their entire families, you got 2 and 3 generations of women that are in jail. So remember, take responsibility for your actions and your attractions. Listen online, realtalkwithanitaspencer.com, via your mobile, 718-766-4964. Remember to press 1 if you want to chime in. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Keep it locked. You are listening to Real Talk with Anita Spencer.
A displaced professional or subject matter expert looking for an opportunity. Or maybe you're seeking to advance your career in information technology and cybersecurity. If so, then Lanier Data Assurance Solutions, Inc. is the company for you. Lanier is a professional services consulting firm located in Washington, D.C., Largo, Maryland, and Jacksonville, Florida. We are comprised of highly experienced certified security professionals as well as subject matter experts in the science of information security and privacy. Lanier has established a solid reputation for excellence by providing superior services to every client. This credible firm brings a wealth and expertise to the profession. If you are interested in challenging work, excellent compensation, contract and travel options, contact Lanier Data Assurance Solutions today. Like us on Facebook to get real-time opportunity announcements at facebook.com/Lanier, which is L-E-N-E-E-R, or call 301-476-1844. You can also email us at info@lanier.net.
another day lost in this veil of gray, fading in tonight. It's like I'm blind, it's like I'm paralyzed. Don't feel like I'm alive. Then you peer through the rain, chase the white clouds away. But hey, I found your love when the daylight began.
First time I smelled flowers, first time I felt the breeze, first time I saw a rainbow, heard a melody.
Never knew why people like butterflies or watch the sun stare at the sky. Seems like a waste of time until I found one who opened my eyes to say, to see all the beauty surrounding me.
Just sitting here riding back and forth a little bit. This week, the book of the week, it might help you change your life, might take you in a different direction, or might just make you think a little bit. But this week, because we're talking about mass incarceration, but we're talking about women in particular, but there's an amazing book by Michelle Alexander called The New Jim Crow. And Michelle Alexander argues convincingly that the huge racial disparities of punishment in America is not the mere result of neutral state action. She sees the rise of mass incarceration as an opening up a new front in the historic struggle for racial justice. And she's right. If you care about justice in America, you really want to read this book. And you will begin to see a lot of, and anybody who has read the 13th and 14th Amendment clearly see that it clearly states if you don't have a job, you can be put back in jail, and once you be put back in jail, you can be considered a slave again. What people don't understand is that was the 13th Amendment, and it was a long time ago, but it never went off the books. The laws did not change. And that's one of the things I think people in the African-American community sometimes becomes very arrogant, because we feel like because certain things happen to us, that certain things can just happen and we can do this and do that, and not understanding our rights. And that's why it's important to read the Constitution of the United States of America. You cannot live in this country and not know the laws and the rules. We always say, how do foreigners come over here and they get this and they get that? Because guess what? They understand the rules of the place where they are. They get it and they do what they got to do. Do they all? Absolutely not. But we can't so arrogantly believe just because, you know, we are able to go in certain restaurants and go in certain places and do that, things have changed tremendously. We got to know the laws. And so her book is amazing. I think that it was an amazing read for me when I first read it, some years ago. She is dead on point. And I'm going to put the book up on the Facebook page so you can see the book of the week and get more information. And if you have a hot topic that you want to discuss, send it to me, realtalkwithanitaspencer@gmail.com. I'm getting some really good topics, and I'm loving it. So right now, I want you to keep it locked. You're listening to Real Talk with Anita Spencer. We'll be right back. We are talking about women in prison and in jails. We'll be right back. Keep it locked.
Imperium PR invites you to seek the highest level of visibility. Imperium PR and Media Group specializes in total image branding and projection. With our communication abilities and global media partnerships, we guarantee you the image you deserve. Partner with Imperium PR and introduce yourself to the world, and they will never stop talking about you. Call 202-656-9819 to inquire today.
Have you ever wanted to just get away? To lie on a beach in Rio de Janeiro? To party at the freshest night spots in Paris? To explore the markets of Istanbul or the breathtaking landscapes of Cape Town? Well, every week you can find out how with the Fly Brother Radio Show. Hi, I'm Ernest White II, international explorer, storyteller, and host of the Fly Brother Radio Show, your audio getaway to exotic destinations, useful travel tips, engaging interviews, culture, history, music, and global exploration. I've lived in 5 countries and traveled to over 50 around the world, learning languages and customs, experiencing cultures and connections, and I'd like to share a bit of all of that with you. So tune in every week, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, when we'll talk all about how to turn your life into a fly life. The Fly Brother Radio Show. Get lifted, only on the Industry Entertainment Network.
Chef Elliot Entertaining Solution. Fans and foodies alike, the moment we've all been waiting for is here. Celebrity Chef Elliot's Entertaining Solutions radio show is in full swing. Tune into the most alluring and entertaining food talk show with Food Network star Chef Elliot Farmer. Join the conversation to get exclusive food event details and gain an all-access pass to interviews with foodies and renowned chefs from around the world. Remember to stock your pantry, pack your fridge, and get your notepads ready for the tips and meal magic happening in the kitchen on Chef Elliot's Entertaining Solutions. Listen live every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NEN.
Are you interested in breaking free from the chains of the past and acquiring the tools to change the narrative of your present, your future, and your legacy? If so, prepare to join forces with successful entrepreneur and Black conservative Rob Lester as he initiates provocative and eye-opening discussions on his radio show, Emancipation Rejected. In an effort to mobilize his community, Rob offers a variety of societal views and options for changing the status quo, privately and publicly. He also addresses the benefits of conservatism, capitalism, and constitutional rights, all while providing evidences of real, true freedom in America. Won't you join him in this social exploration? Tune in every other Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on the Industry Entertainment Network.
Brand ambassadors and business owners, the NEN has two questions for you. Are you ready to captivate thousands of new prospective clients, and are you ready to take your brand to the next level? If the answer is yes to both, then the Industry Entertainment Network is here to help you get there. Advertise with the NEN to give your brand the exposure that it needs on a national and international level to a diverse audience of substance and value. The Industry Entertainment Network is a global entertainment platform that highlights the positive aspects of music, film, culinary, lifestyle, and the beauty industry, with an emphasis on social and cultural issues. Our network features several evolutionary and elevating talk shows that are sure to appeal to your target audience at a fraction of the paid advertisement cost. Increase your business's and brand's value by taking advantage of our customer reach today. Contact us via email at www.welcometotheindustry@gmail.com or by calling 904-469-7511.
We're talking about something that I think a lot of people can relate to, and if you can't, just get on board. You'll get it by the time it's over. I want to always share something and just kick off the conversation. I want people to call in tonight, 718-766-4964. I want to talk about something that has become a part of my lifestyle, and I say that because I go into the jails and the prisons on a weekly basis. About 5 years ago, I started a program called Take the First Step, which is also the title of my first book. But what I understand about steps is it's very important to at least start and try to take the first one. So about 5 years ago, I created a program for the women within the community. I was out, I met a lady, she just so happened to be over the programs at the prison. She said, "I like what you're doing, I think you should bring it to our women." Well, 5 years later, I probably had over 1,000 women, and I'm now at 3 facilities. And I see a lot, I hear a lot, I smell a lot, it's a lot that happens. And every facility is different, because what it does is, like downtown where I go, the women there haven't been sentenced yet. They don't know their fate. So their energy is different. When I go out to the prison, those women have already started their sentence, so they know their fate, so their energy is different. And then when I go to the other facilities, some of those women are going to be out in 9, 8, 7 months. So their energy is different because they're on their way out. So it's very interesting what I see. And I want to say this first. There are some people that need to be behind bars for some of the horrible and horrific crimes that they've committed. Now, I'm not against prisons, but what I am against is the organized modern-day slavery that this prison industrial system has created to make money off of human storage. When you can put prisons on the stock market, that means you have a formula that you have now figured out how to make money off of, and that's why people are investing. They're not investing in you because you're not making any money. So that means that something has happened where you are guaranteed to make money off of human storage. That's deep. That's deep. And I want to say that. I meet people at the opposite end of the spectrum also, that's in jail for petty crimes. They're not a career criminal. Some people are in there for their drug and alcohol disease. There are those who have mental issues who shouldn't be in jail at all. They need to be in a place where they can get proper care. And I teach a class to lift people mentally out of the current situation. So one of the things that I do immediately, it's two things that I do the very first day of class, and my program is 6 weeks long, is I give them a postcard and I ask them to tell them, what do you think about me just by looking at me? And I'm okay. I'm pretty confident. You can call me a lot of things. I've been called a lot of things. I'm okay. You know, the old adage, sticks and stones break your bones type of thing. And then one of the things that I let them know is, I don't care what you're here for. All I care about is, where are we going to go from here forward? And it's so interesting because I have people come to me later on. I had an assistant at one point, and I have a beautiful assistant now, but I had another one when I first started, and she would say, you know, oh my God, do you know who that person is? And I'm like, no, because I really don't watch television. I don't have news and things like that. So she's like, yeah, that person's on the news and they're so-and-so. But to me, that's not what's important. What's important is what's happening right in front of me. That's how I engage these women. And so it's very helpful that, you know, we lay it out. The reason I give them the postcard, and then because most of the things that they tell me when they tell me who I am and I tell them you can write your name, you don't, is usually not true. The point I make to them is, it's time to stop judging people, because you don't want people to judge you just by looking at you. That's very important to me. That's the first thing you have to do to help people uplift themselves, is for them to clear their minds about what they've been told about who they are. That's very important in my program. These women feel powerless, they feel fearful, and they feel hopeless. I have tons of letters. I mean, hundreds of them that have been written to me. And one of the things that I hear over and over is that you gave us hope. You gave me hope. And that's what people need, certain people in certain situations. So it's an interesting dynamic, because I see all kinds of women, all kinds of backgrounds. Since 2010, women have been going to jail and at a rate of 3.4% per year. That's over a five-year period. But here we go. Get ready for this. Over a five-year period, the incarceration rate of African-American women has increased by 828%. I'm just pausing for a moment, because I don't think people understand how devastating that is to our community. One day, go stand in the African-American community in whatever city you're in and look around and look for people. Look for people, human beings walking around. Look for women and children and fathers and this in the playground. Look. And you will be like, where is everybody? When I travel to other countries and I see men at the beach, and African-American men or black men at the beach, depending on what country I'm at or where I'm at, I'm like, wow, that they're taking people literally off the streets when you can go and see it. So that was something so alarming to me when I first looked into it, and I started 5 years ago, and the rate hasn't really changed a lot. It's increased, in fact. It was, I think, 5 years ago, it was at 802%. Now it's at 828. That's heavy. An African-American woman is 8 times more likely than a European woman to be in prison. African-American women make up nearly half of the nation's female prison population, with most of them serving sentences for nonviolent drug or property-related offenses. And this is the killer. What really, really messed us up is that our dear president that everybody loved, Bill Clinton, put the three-strike laws in place and the minimum mandatory sentencing. What does that mean? That means that if I go to jail for stealing a loaf of bread, and they say that that sentence carries 6 months, guess what? they have taken it out of the judge's hand, who could say, you know what, this is your first time ever taking a loaf of bread. We're going to let you go. Go ahead. But now, since minimum mandatory sentencing, if it says 6 months, the judge has to do what it says, because now it's out of the judge's hand. So it's people that are in jail for things, and you're looking like, are you serious that you're here for that? You know what I mean? And again, I don't even ask people, but I have a form that they fill out, and they tell me some of their stories. And sometimes I see women included some of their things, and I don't really address them out in my program, but I look at some of my stuff, and I'm like, are you serious? Because we have to understand, they're not just taking the men now, they're taking the women as well. When you look at people like Sandra Bland, look at what happened to her. She got pulled over for something so minor, and now she's no longer here. She's not the first woman. This situation is something that there are isolated incidents all over this country with women and this system that they're in. So I just want people to understand that. And then for Latino women, they experience nearly four times the rate of incarceration of a European woman. And the state and federal laws mandate mandatory sentencing for all drug offenders. This eliminates from the judge the option to refer first-time non-offenders to financially strapped drug counseling or educational programs. They can't even do that anymore. They've taken the power away. And so what I'm saying to you is, learn about what is happening to people. Learn about what is happening to the people that's around you that are being jailed. Because a lot of people, and we're all guilty of it, when we know somebody that's gone out of sight, out of mind, we are not even thinking about slavery. We're not thinking about a plantation set up. We're not thinking about assault and humiliation and rights and your civil rights being violated. I mean, I've heard all kinds of stories. I've seen all kinds of things. And I'm like, it is happening to people. And we really need to look at that. You know, the racial disparities revealed by the crack versus powder cocaine sentences ensures that more African-American women land in prison. Although two-thirds of crack users are white or Hispanic, defendants convicted of crack cocaine possession in 1994 was 84.5% African American. That was in 1994. 84.5%. Crack is the only drug that carries a mandatory prison sentence for time possession in a federal system. I'm going to say that again. Crack is the only drug that carries a mandatory prison sentence for first time possession in the federal system. Jailed women are more likely to be mentally ill or experience sexual abuse. Some jails fail to meet women's reproductive health needs. Many jails struggle to provide women with basic hygienic and reproductive health needs. And as a woman, we all know what we need. If you don't know, you got a sister, aunt, mother. If you're a guy, understand that. Understand that is serious what is happening. I want people to call in 718-766-4964. If you are listening and you've ever been in my program, call in. I want to hear about your experience, not only in my program, but just your experience. You don't have to give your name if you don't want. Give me your experience and tell me what you know for a fact needs to be different so that people can feel like they're human. Please give me a call, 718-766-4964. We'll be right back. You are locked with Real Talk with Anita Spencer. We're going to hit it up with a little brownstone. We'll be right back. Keep it locked.
We'll be right back.
We are back. Real talk with Anita Spencer. I used to love Brownstone. When Michael Jackson first brought them out, I used to love them ladies for real. But we are back and we are talking about women who are in prison, who are in jail. And I don't know if you know anybody or if you know somebody who knows somebody, but it is an interesting twist to life. I visit the prisons weekly, and I tell you, one of the things that I know is that across the country, before we went to break, we were talking about some of the jails failed to even meet the women's reproductive health needs. And many of the jails, there's been several cases across the country that have failed to do so. And in 2014, the ACLU of Michigan sued Muskegon County Jail on behalf of 8 women, arguing that the jail violated the women's constitutional rights by failing to provide them with menstrual hygiene products, toilet papers, and clean underwear. And that's real talk. That's real. That happens right here locally in your Jacksonville metro area, all the way to the Pea Farm. Those women have struggles like that as well in this county. So those are the things that I think people just take, again, for granted that, you know, everything is taken care of. The sexual abuse to prison pipeline, a report documenting that sexually abused girls are being incarcerated at an alarming rate. Isn't that very interesting? Sexually abused girls go through a prison to pipeline. The Foundation for Women President and CEOs, Teresa Young, issued the following statement most recently. The report shows that victims end up behind bars because we are criminalizing behaviors that are a direct result of child sexual abuse. It is unjust that we are criminalizing girls who are victims of sexual abuse, and it is unconscionable that once inside the juvenile justice system, the trauma that these girls suffer from is routinely undiagnosed, untreated, and just simply ignored due to the lack of health care, standardized protocols, and just access to the services that they need. That's a whole nother another ball game when you begin to talk about girls. Because the young girls are going to jail at an alarming rate as well. And then when you associate sexual abuse with that, you got to look at those links. See, we don't want to talk about those issues that we need to talk about so that we can keep our young people out of jail. It's time for parents to step up to the plate. It is time to stop playing games with yourself. It is time to take some responsibility for your actions. It is time for people to change the way they are living their lives, because you have got to understand what's happening with our young girls when you're linking it with self-esteem. And then you got adult women who are still acting as adolescents. When I see them, it's a lot of immaturity in jail. It's a lot of it. Even some of the women that are older, it is serious. So the result is that girls who need healing, therapy, and assistance are reportedly prosecuted and forced to relive the trauma while their abusers usually remain free. And it disproportionately affects girls of color and girls from high poverty areas. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that we need to take a serious look at what is happening. I like to kick these conversations off because it's serious to me, you know. And this week I said I want to talk about something that really hits home for me. And it's seeing these women, and some of them transition, they get out. I have several women that I've seen, and they are doing amazingly well. And they talk to me about the program and how it changed their life, and I'm thankful for that because I don't have a lot to give them but love. And that's what I tell them. Sure, at the end of 6 weeks, they get a certification, and they get wings and pizza and all that stuff. And I remember one young lady came to me, and she said, you know, Anita, I'm so thankful for this pizza and these wings right now because I'm getting ready to be sent to death row. It jerked me. I almost just yelled out, but I had to remain calm because I'm looking at her like, really? it is mind-blowing what you see. And this lady was the mother of six kids. I knew everything about her. Didn't know her story. I knew everything about her on the surface. And let me say that. Beautiful spirit. Beautiful energy. Sometimes we just snap. We really do. Sometimes some people can push you into a corner to the point where you just snap. I've heard women say to me, I hate men. Then when you read their story, you're like, oh, I get it. That's why you can't ever judge people when they say things and when people are going through something. And, you know, I'm only with these women for 6 weeks of their life, once a week, depending on the facility. And the mindset that a lot of people feel about themselves, it's people who can't even write down 8 things they like about themselves. That's how being incarcerated makes you feel. But I want to tell you this, and I say this to my audience, and I say this to the women in prison. A lot of those women were in prison already mentally before they even got in jail. That's why it really feels constricting to them. And that's real. Because there are some women who are also incarcerated, and they're not even in jail behind bars. So, ladies, I need you to reach out. Reach out and learn more in your community about what's happening with women going to jail. And make sure that, you know, women are getting their just due. Because don't get me wrong, this minimum mandatory sentencing, I feel that as a group, I feel that as African Americans across this country, we need to rally. We need to make them take minimum mandatory sentencing off the books. We need to come together for everything else. We need to come together for that so that we can, it is, again, it's disproportionately changing African Americans' lives. It is. Mass incarceration is wiping us out. It's wiping us out. Listeners, hit me up. Any questions, any comments, I would love to hear what you have to say. 718-766-4964. I have chimed in and given you my kickoff of the conversation. Remember to press 1 to engage in the conversation. I want you to continue listening at realtalkwithanitaspencer.com. You are tuned in to Real Talk. Check out Off My Mind by Zane. Remember Zane from back in the day? They were two dope sisters too. Keep it locked. Real Talk.
Baby, I can't seem to get you off my mind. Memories seem to haunt me every day and every night. Lord, why don't you free my mind so that I can love again? Can't seem to get you off my mind. Memories seem to haunt me every day and every night. Lord, why don't you free my mind so that I can live again? Love again. Every day.
And we are back. You are tuned in to Real Talk with Anita Spencer on the Industry Entertainment Network. I want to thank you this week for joining me as I talk about women in prisons. Again, if you have any hot topics, please send them to me. Together, we are changing lives and communities one week at a time. And please remember, Black Talk matters. If you missed any portion of this show and you would like to experience this show again, go to realtalkwithanitaspencer.com and listen to the on-demand version of the show. Or you can reach me at realtalkwithanitaspencer@gmail.com and the same thing on Facebook. And you can also listen to me on the repeat version tomorrow, 927thebeat.com. I appreciate that over there. And I also want to let all my listeners know who are going to be in the Jacksonville, Florida area on June 2nd. That is June 2nd. I will be doing a meet and greet at Chamberlain's Uptown Bookstore downtown Jacksonville. Excuse me, that's going to be June 3rd. I'm sorry, that is Saturday, June 3rd. And I'm going to be doing a meet and greet, and I'm going to be having my book, so you can come out and join me. It's going to be really cool from 12 to 2. If you have any questions, if you're on my list to get a pre-ordered book, you're definitely welcome to come out and pick up your book at that time, and I can sign it for you and things like that. We're going to have a good time that day, but I definitely want to make sure that you hit me up and come out. Next week on the show, I'm going to be talking about something that's really hot, and I'm gonna try to have a couple of couples on, and I haven't decided who yet, or, you know, I'm going to put it together, but this is something that came to me, and I really think it's something that people want to hear, but not only that, but people want to know about. And next week on the show, I'm going to be talking about, are you a liability or an asset in your relationship? I'll say that once more. Are you a liability or an asset in your relationship? Look at everything. Look it over. Think about that for a moment. Let that kind of settle in there, because I think people sometimes kind of get confused about who they are and what they're bringing to the table. Because some people might bring a lot of money and material items, but they got so much emotional baggage that it weighs the relationship down. Then the flip side, you might have someone who comes in and they don't have anything. They don't have any structure. They don't have anything happening, and a lot of things have to be given. So think about liabilities. Think about assets. Think about who you are, what you have brought to the table, what you, and I don't mean just money. I mean, what are you bringing to the table? Are you bringing a lot of drama, headache, you know, heartache, you know, a lot of foolishness to the table? Are you bringing peace, harmony, love? What are you bringing to the table? And so that's when you start looking at, are you a liability or an asset in your relationship? That is what we're going to be discussing next week. It's going to get hot up in here. Remember that. I want you to stay tuned, because you do not want to miss next week's live session. We are going to be talking about liabilities and assets. You know, and I heard someone say something most recently, I do not want to raise my son to be a liability in someone's house. I want them to be an asset to a woman. I just fell absolutely in love with it, because I think more people need to think on those lines when they are raising children. They need to prepare them for the people that are going to be outside of the relationships they're going to have with their parents, because it gets serious. So, yes, liabilities and assets, that's what we're talking about. Listeners, you know you can join me here each and every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Real Talk with Anita Spencer on the Industry Entertainment Network. And I'd like to share my thoughts with you today. I'm sharing this from a quote that's in one of my books that a good friend shared with me, and I wanted to share that with a lot of people who are listening, especially if any of my women from my program, if they're listening. And my thought is, people don't need you to die to suffer. They just need you to be angry or in a negative state of mind, and they have you right where they want you. I want you to think about that. I want you to carry that for the rest of your week. Take it until I see you next week, because we've got some things happening. I want you to stay positive, stay true to who you are, love who you are, and remember your actions and your attractions. That's what it's all about. This is Real Talk with Anita Spencer on the Industry Entertainment Network. I appreciate you for joining me this week. This is Real Talk. We are out.
Peace.